You are now listening to Coach with your host, Kyle Terrell. The best place to go for teaching you how to train your body into the condition you've always wanted.
Hey everybody, welcome back in this episode, episode two of the series, What Your Personal Trainer Isn't Doing. Today I'm going into what your personal trainer isn't doing. You're not on a program. So I'm going to explain to you how the inside of personal training works and why you're not on a program, but you think you are. So this is exactly how it works. But first, if you haven't listened to the first episode, please go back and listen to that. I think that'll really help kind of bring everything together for this episode. So, but let's go ahead and just get into it. All right, so you're not on a program. So what happened first is you sat down with a personal trainer, they sold you training, and it all sounded great, right? But they kind of gave you a vague speech like, oh yeah, your program's going to look like this and like this. And it's very vague. There's not a whole lot of detail to it. A lot of graphs, you know, a lot of writing in pen, upside down. It's weird stuff. So it sounded great at the beginning, but now you're starting with that young kid that I mentioned in the first episode that's probably about 22 years old, got their certification over the weekend, and probably knows, they might know more than you, right? But they know enough about their body to get the results that they want. Now, here's the question. Are they putting in the work to know your body for what you need, right? Do they have the knowledge, and are they asking you the right questions? Now, this is something that comes with time when you're a personal trainer. And this is what I was talking about in the first episode. They have these $10 or $20 a month gyms, so you're typically getting a trainer that's just kind of getting their feet wet. Okay, so that's what today is about. Now, before we start, before we go further, please subscribe to this podcast and give me a rating if you like the information. I would really appreciate it. You can also follow me on Instagram. I can be found at Kyle Sometimes Fitness. That's Kyle_Sometimes_Fitness. And then you can actually follow us too and join our group on Facebook. So just click on Facebook, go to Coached Podcast and join the group from there. So, all right, so you're not on a program. What this means is there's a revolving door in fitness. And I mentioned this a little bit in the last episode as well, which is why I want you to listen to it. But so let's go into a trainer's day. The average trainer will typically train 6 to 10 clients per day. So on a good week, it's about 30 to 35 separate clients. That's a lot of clients. I mean, that's 30 to 35 programs that you're coming up to individualize each person that you're training. So you have to really know your craft here. So what I would do if I'm the consumer, I would ask them straight up, hey, am I on a program? And they're typically going to say, oh, yeah, or no, I'm kind of learning about your body right now, blah, blah, blah. They're going to give you this spiel, right? Don't let them do that. Just say, okay, well, tell me about how we're going to do that. You know, they should know that like the back of their hand. So I would encourage you to ask those questions, okay? And so what I would do when I was a fitness manager is I would teach my trainers how to efficiently run their day. And one of the suggestions that I was given before I was a fitness manager was by a guy I work for. And what he suggested is this, and I ended up suggesting it for a while, very early in my career, which I regret that I did this now. So there were kind of three options here. The first option, this is the one I heard from my manager, would say, hey, this is what you do. You come up with two workouts a day. And basically what you do is you alternate those between the clients. So that way you don't get bored, you know, training the same exact workout for every client. And then also, if your client stays late to do cardio, they don't see you training the same exact fashion as you did the previous client. So basically, you come up with two workouts and you alternate those. Okay, what this means is, I mean, we all know this. Nobody is built the same and nobody deserves to have the same exact workout. Maybe at the beginning, if they're just kind of learning certain exercises and things like that, I could see how that can be beneficial, right? I mean, it does make sense because there are certain movements that I think everyone should do. But there should be there's something called individual variances. And so that has to be taken into account. And what that means is It's the individualism of you. You know, you are you. Like I mentioned in the first episode, I have four older brothers and sisters. Okay, we're not all the same, right? We came from the same genetics, same parents, whatever. But we're not all the same. So we would not typically be on the same workout plan, right? Things have to change. Now, option two is this. Option two that your trainer is doing or not doing is you're not on a plan at all. So they might have not come up with a workout at the beginning of the day or last night, whatever, at all. So you walk in the gym and they are doing what we call in the business winging it. Literally, I would look at somebody or trainer would look at me and go, hey man, I'm just gonna wing this one, right? I don't have anything planned. Happens all the time. So are you the guy that they're just winging it on? I mean, you have to really think about those things. Now, option three is the best one. Okay, this is what the best of the best personal trainers do. Okay, it's very simple. They get to know you. You know, this is what you're paying them for. So they get to know you. I know it's shocking. It's very weird, right? Who would want to do that? And they are able to explain everything in detail from the very first session. So typically what you should be getting is all your measurements done. And every trainer is a little bit different, but just let them kind of do their thing, right? So let them do the measurements that they do, as long as it's consistent and in the same places and, you know, everything like that. So, but is your trainer putting in the time to ask those hard questions about, like at the beginning, hey, you know, like, what's your goal? What are we really trying to accomplish? You know, do you have a deadline in mind? You know, things like that. Are they giving you deadlines? Are they being honest with you in saying, hey, you know what? I don't think we're going to realistically hit it by that time because of these implications, but here's what we can do. Right? Are they being honest with you that way? So now if your questions can't be answered, if you're falling into option one or option two, then my suggestion is you probably need a new trainer. So let me give you an example. I had a lady that wanted to train with the personal trainer. I think one of the sales managers probably sold her the training. And so he hooked me up with her or whatever. And she came in to do measurements. And I previously talked to her and told her that we were going to do this. So she walked in. I said, hey, good to see you again. Let's go ahead and get your measurements done. She said, no, I'm not doing that. And I proceeded to say in my 24-year-old voice, yes, we are. Because I'm going, hey, this is my gym, right? Like, you know, I run this place. Like, let's, you know, we're going to do measurements. And I understand where that's coming from. I mean, sure, it's intimidating. It's probably coming from a probably insecure place. Like you don't, you know, it's very intimidating to be with a 24-year-old trainer. Totally get it. But at the same time, you know, let the trainer do their job. And so that's why I'm kind of defending personal training a little bit here. And she literally said this to me. She said, I just want a trainer that's going to show me some cool exercises. And I internally laughed, and I'm just like, I am not. And I told her this. I said, look, here's the thing. I mean, I understand, you know, I'm not the trainer that people come to in this gym. You know, I'm just not the cool exercise trainer. That's exactly what I told her. I said, but I will design you a program that's going to get you results. And if that's what you want, I'm definitely willing to put the work in. But I mean, if you're just looking for someone to show you some cool exercises, I just don't think I'm going to be worth your time to do that. And so I was totally willing to turn down that money. I mean, because I was going to get the commission for that and all that stuff. I didn't care about that, you know, because what was important for me is this. If I don't have walking billboards, and what a walking billboard is basically, you know, I'm training somebody and they get results. People ask them what they're doing, and they say, hey, I'm working with Kyle. That's a walking billboard because people are noticing something about my client that's changed. And so, you know, my response is, hey, there's not enough cool exercises in the world that's going to get you in shape. It's not the exercises, right? It goes much, much deeper than that. And so that's what I want to encourage you guys to do. And in this particular episode is I think that when we see these one-legged crazy exercises upside down, climbing on walls, it looks really cool. And you're like, oh man, you know, they must be in really good shape. Well, not really. I mean, working out it tends to be over, we tend to overanalyze and overcomplicate it. And I think that there are a few movements that we can do that are going to get us some fairly good results in a short amount of time, which is what I want, which is what I want for all my clients. And so if you fall into this category at all, and if you need help, you know, I am an online coach as well. So reach out to me. I mean, again, Kyle Sometimes Fitness on Instagram, you know, direct message me. You know, I'm happy to give you some free advice. I don't even have anything to sell you at this point. So, you know, definitely reach out to me. I would love to help you out and just get you in the right direction at least. You know, even if I can point you to somebody else, I don't mind doing that. And that is, I think, is it for this episode. So go ahead and skip to the next episode, and we'll get into the third part of this series. I'm really excited, again, to hear your feedback, and thank you so much for listening to What Your Personal Trainer Isn't Doing.